All right, everybody, we're coming back from the break. It's called the Business to Business Network Show. My name is Rex Perry. Our website is 123bz.com. 123b like in business, z like in zebra.com. Our guest is Craig Shields. Craig, please reintroduce yourself.
I'm Craig Shields, and I'm the editor of a website called 2 Green Energy, the number 2 Green Energy.com, which is a kind of a repository for good ideas with respect to clean energy and sustainability more generally.
And we were just talking about a myriad of alternative energies: wind, photovoltaic, geothermal. Are there any up-and-coming technologies that you would kind of like to tease the audience with, maybe things that you've seen that they could go to the website and see?
Well, sure. I'm a big proponent of what's called OTEC, ocean thermal energy conversion. So as I'm sure you're aware, there's an enormous amount of energy stored in the hot water, the relatively hot water in the tropics. So there are 1 billion people who live in the equatorial regions near oceans, and the energy that's stored in that hot water, the temperature difference between the hot water at the top and the cold water at the bottom of those oceans, can be used to generate an enormous amount of clean energy, and it's baseload. It's what we call baseload, meaning that it runs 24/7. It's not variable like the sun. You know, the sun doesn't shine at night and the wind doesn't blow all the time. This stuff is available 24/7, so it's very exciting.
Fantastic. Now, let's do a little bit of a shift here a little bit, because we've been talking about coal, which right now is the majority of the energy source for electricity creation, correct? Is that correct?
Well, it's not the majority. It's about 38%, I think, average in the United States today, down from about 40 couple a few years ago.
Is there a conversion and change occurring where people or utilities are switching from coal to natural gas? And is that a good, bad, or so-so thing? What's your opinion?
Well, it's definitely a good thing. It's controversial, obviously, because the degree to which we go to gas is the degree to which we challenge the capital formation required for clean energy. So gas is about twice as clean as coal, and that's a good thing, obviously. But to the degree that we use this as a, unfortunately, an unintended consequence of all this cheap gas is it challenges the capital formation associated with PV. We were talking about photovoltaics and wind and geothermal, et cetera. So it's an interesting time to be around. There are people who argue this, and pretty compellingly, I think, both ways. I happen to be a believer in the fact that we really do need to get away from fossil fuels, or we're really wrecking our civilization. You're going to be in a situation where life on this planet is one continuous disaster relief, and I don't think any of us want that for our children.
Now, let's talk on nuclear then. Tell us your opinion on that. That's theoretically clean, and yet you have the byproducts. Talk about nuclear.
You've nailed it. Anybody who's lived through these last couple of decades and certainly is keeping track of what's going on at Fukushima needs to be alert to the fact that there are dangers associated, there are operational dangers associated with nuclear. There are also issues with respect to the disposal of nuclear waste, i.e., we don't have a plan for this. We don't know what to do with this stuff that's going to be around for the next 500,000 years. So, yes, there is a challenge with respect to that. What to like about it, obviously, is that it's carbon-free. So it is clean. To the degree to which it's not causing us problems, it is clean. But then on the downside, it's expensive. And that's why I don't think you'll see any more nuclear plants commissioned, at least in the United States. It's fantastically expensive, and it's getting more so. The cost overruns are notorious. So I don't think we're going to be heading in that direction.
Let me share a quick story and get your comment on this. We had a gentleman by the name of Bob Worsley, who was a guest on our show, and he's actually working to take a defunct electrical generation plant up in Snowflake, Arizona, which is a very small community up in northern Arizona. It was a coal-fired plant that was just old and polluting too much, and so they had to shut it down. He's converting it to a biomass electrical generation and being able to sell that energy back to the grid through Arizona Public Service, which is one of our largest providers here. His biomass is actually coming from the burnt materials from one of the largest wildfires in the history of the United States called the Chetuskai Fire a few years back. And so he's got trucks and loaders and subcontractors basically that are gathering the biomass, bringing it to the Snowflake plant, which is up in northern Arizona, and then they're using that as the heat source, and they're doing afterburners and putting a lot of the pollutants actually somehow into the ground. I'm not sure exactly how he's cleaning that up, but it's environmentally friendly. Arizona Public Service is getting some kudos for doing that. And what's your opinion when it comes to biomass? Describe some of the biomass production you've seen out there.
Well, waste wood is certainly a feedstock. What you need is three things, essentially, to make a good biomass project. You need a reliable and large source of feedstock, and waste wood is certainly one potential one. I need to know more about that, exactly how much of it there is, how much diesel are we using and hauling it around, et cetera. So it'd be an interesting question to answer. You also need a good technology. So if you're simply burning this stuff, as you alluded to, Rex, there, if you're simply burning this stuff and pouring, the soot into the atmosphere, that's not going to work. Fortunately, there are various technologies associated with what's called gasification, which don't require the introduction of oxygen and thus combustion. You're not burning it exactly. But you are extracting the energy from it in an environmentally friendly way. And the third leg of the stool, as it were, is offtake. So in other words, you need somebody to buy it, and it sounds like the Arizona State Utility is the perfect candidate for that. So that sounds like a good thing. In addition to waste wood, obviously, you can't count all the different feedstocks associated with this. We went through corn, obviously, when we weren't aware of the fact that there were unintended consequences of growing all that corn and processing it into ethanol. But corn, waste wood, there are only two of zillions of them. So,
excellent. Well, listen, we've got just a few seconds left here. Let's get your website again and contact information. Craig Shields, what's that website?
It's 2GreenEnergy, Rex. It's the number 2GreenEnergy.com. And thanks very much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Everybody, we've got to do another break here. 123BZ.com. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.